World Teachers Day, 5th of October 2013. A teacher remembers his teachers. I'm now in the 50s and very proud to be a St. Paulian. I love my teachers in St. Paul's. Mr. Dandekar, the principal, then Mr. J.W.A. Narsaiya. He takes over. Mr. D.L. Jha, the maths teacher, Mr. Rajamwale and Mr. Mishra, the English teachers, Mr. Williams, the drawing teacher, are some unforgettable names. The two great pillars of the teaching staff, fondly known as NNB and KCB, are the wonderful all-rounders. They can teach any subject. No St. Paulian can ever forget the other all-rounders like Mr. C.L. Srivastava, Mr. D.N. Thakur, Mr. W.T. Paul, and Mr. W.M. Paul. Then who will forget Mr. S.P. Srivastava and his ambidextrous versatility on the blackboard? I can go on and on, but I come to 1979. My uncle, Mr. Fazlur Rahman Khan, a senior secretary in Pakistan Civil Service, comes to India and remembers his old St. Paul's teachers. He recalls Messrs. D.L. Jha, NNB and KCB and asks me if they are around. We go to meet Mr. KCB, who now lives close by. We walk down and are led into the room where the old man now is mostly in bed. He recognizes us and asks us what we are doing. I say, I'm a lecturer in English. My uncle says, he is a senior secretary, customs and excise in Pakistan. His face lights up. Then I say, I'm an MA in English because he taught me English. And my uncle is an MA in geography because he taught him geography. Happy Heart instantly pours out proud tears. Our respect and his love fill to the full the cup of compassion. The teacher weeps. Thy students are moved for life. I've always been very lucky to find myself in the galaxy of excellent teachers. During MA, very brilliant teachers are coincidentally there on the staff. Professor P.N. Srivastava teaches Chosa, and he knows how to pronounce Chaucerian English because Scottish teachers had taught him. At CIFL, short for Central Institute of English and Foreign Languages, I have Dr. R.K. Bansal as my supervisor during MLit in Linguistics and Phonetics. Dr. Bansal was Gimson's student, who was the student of Daniel Jones, both widely known for compiling the English Pronouncing Dictionary. At CIFL, my friends, no wonder, find me boasting of being the academic grandson of Daniel Jones. Dr. Bansal asks me one day who I think is my best teacher of English. Cricket, I reply, despite all excellent teachers around, including Dr. Bansal. Then he asks me to pick the best from all subject teachers. I pick Mr.